What up, man?
I didn't even set my damn microphone up or anything.
Oh, man.
What's going on, bro?
My ass was over here. So, for the last few days, I've been gambling. I've been doing pretty good on Underdog. You know what I'm saying? And so, I was just looking at the spreads for this week. And I was looking at the spread for Thursday's game. We got Dallas favored by 4.5 going into New York. So, I was looking at that game. Seeing what I want to bet. I'm feeling Giants. Giants 4.5 points at home. I think they're going to cover that. I'm not saying Cowboys lose. I'm actually saying Cowboys win. They just don't win by 5 points. They don't
The
win by
sick,
five or more
there's a
points.
sick part of me that doesn't blame you for that. It really doesn't. Just because I just watched Daniel Jones this past week and I was like, there's improvements happening.
No.
So
You see Malik Nabers,
you're
and
not
you're like,
wrong.
oh shit,
There's
this
that
kid can
guy.
carry the franchise.
Neighbors is a fucking baller, dude.
I told you
Oh my
that
God.
boy, I told you that boy was quarterback proof.
He's quarterback proof. You're absolutely right. That's wild. So, yeah, I don't blame you. I would take that bet too. I'm sick, dude. I told you about the bad bet I took, right? This past weekend.
Oh man, what'd you take?
I didn't tell you about this shit.
No, you didn't.
Bro, I'm so sick.
What'd
I'm
you
gonna pull it
take?
up. I'm gonna pull it up. I don't bet. Let me start with that shit.
All right, tell me your
I don't
bet
do a
and
lot of
I'll
bets.
show you one of my bets.
Okay. Because that morning I told you, me and my guy Matt was like,
Yeah.
let's just talk about some bets. He was putting some money down. I was trying to, give me a little advice. I'm like, okay, I can see it this way, whatever. And then the morning of Sunday, I woke up and I was like, it's a nice day. Bears are gonna lose anyway. Who gives a fuck? Maybe make it interesting, throw $10 down on something just to go ahead. So I did a five game parlay. And this shit, I'm so sick, bro. I'm so sick. It's a $10 bet. So I had it was like they give you a first one with a gimme bet. So it was like Pat Mahomes, half a yard. Boom. Easy. Okay, Saquon Barkley. Half a rushing touchdown. Okay. It's Saquon. He's on a hot streak. Done. George Pickens, over 50 and a half receiving yards. Pickens and Fields, good connection. I like its chemistry. Lamar Jackson, I said 1.5 passing touchdowns. I said, he almost got me. He almost got me. But here's the thing that I was sick about. Beside the Lamar Jackson thing, because I'd ride and die with that bet any day. I had a first touchdown overall score. And I have Brock Bowers. And I said, okay. But at first, I had Justin Jefferson and I changed my mind. So if it wasn't for the Lamar Jackson not having it, I almost had that shit. That would have been $1,300 if I
Damn.
had gone with my gut.
Damn.
The moral
So,
of the story is gambling is stupid.
no, moral of the story is go with your gut.
Yeah,
That's the moral
that
of the
too.
story.
It's so go with your gut. I was sick, bro. I was sick.
Damn. It's all good, man.
I know,
Hey,
but it made me want to do it again.
I'll show you one of mine, man. I'll show you one of
Yeah,
mine.
what was yours? I gotta hear yours. I'm gonna pour
All right,
something
man.
else. Yeah, fuck it.
So, yeah, let me start sipping some too.
Yeah,
So,
Four Roses, single barrel.
all right, so I still won money with this bet, but I was one off.
Okay.
So this was a six leg parlay. Low key, I've been kind of hot. I just been one off, so I still been winning, just not that much.
Sure.
First one I hit, Mike Gesicki, higher than 2.5 receptions. He had four.
Okay,
Hit
not
that.
bad. What?
Player prop number two, Zach Ertz, higher than 26.5 receiving yards. He had 38.
Okay.
Hit that. Austin Eckler higher than 19.5 rushing yards, which I thought was fucking crazy. He had
Yeah.
32 rushing
Let's say
yards on just three carries.
that's a little disrespectful.
Very. So I hit that. Brian Robinson Jr. higher than half a touchdown. He scored. Hit that. And
There you
then
go.
Ja'Marr Chase touchdown. That was an easy score.
Of course.
But the one that I did not hit, T. Higgins touchdown.
Oh, but you still want some money.
I still want some money, and it
Okay.
hurts me because if you watched the game last night, there was an opportunity on two occasions for him to score, but
Damn.
some shit happened, pass interference. So they got up to the one, and fucking the other Andre Isevoch scored a touchdown.
That's a Vegas all the way. They made that phone call and
Man,
said, "Refs, get to work."
can't let him win.
What was the win gonna be?
So it was gonna be 230. $230. So
For
not too
what?
much. Not too
Five?
much.
$5?
Yep, $5.
Hey, that's
$5.
bonus.
Yep.
That's a buffet, boy. You going to Sizzler?
I ended up winning how much? $16. So still a
Hey,
profit.
that's up.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah. Moral of the story, folks, gambling is fun.
And stupid. It's very fucking stupid.
But very, very fun.
It's so
Especially
fun.
when you hit on all of Jaden Daniels player props. Over,
Oh,
over, over.
that man. I'm very happy for Jaden Daniels. I really
Oh, we
am.
getting right into it. All right.
No, I'm not gonna get into that yet. I'm just gonna say I'm very happy for the man. Just
Leave it
young
at
black quarterback. I'm happy for him. I'm gonna
that.
leave it at that. I wanted it on the record before we got into it later, because I'm gonna sound like a fucking hater. And I'm not trying to be, but it's just a little personal. So I gotta just put that out there. I'm glad Jaden Daniels is a baller. There you go. I'm leaving it at that for now. How's everything else going?
All right, I'm just straight out the
Out
bottle.
the bottle?
Out the bottle like a hoodlum.
I mean, that's a you need a brown paper bag around that thing. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Told you,
Eliza Prick.
man, that's good stuff right there. This shit is crazy. Dude.
Hey, man. Wait, what? What's up?
Dan Campbell, what's going on with your coach? Did you hear about
Oh.
him like having to sell his house?
Yeah, dude, that's fucking crazy. You know the story?
It was something about like a
Apparently,
yeah, go ahead and tell it.
during the one was oh the NFC Championship game,
Yeah.
the Lions just lost to the 49ers, blew a I think it was like a 24-3 lead or something like that. And Dan Campbell's address got leaked by I forgot if it was his neighbor or his daughter's classmate or something like that.
It was a daughter's classmate. That's what
Daughter's
I read.
classmate.
Yeah.
Okay. By a daughter's classmate.
That's wild.
Threatening the man, harassing the man and his family because of a fourth down decision to not kick a field goal.
Crazy.
Let me remind you, folks, he's brought the city of Detroit and Lions fans nationwide, worldwide, more happiness than any president has in the last 8 years.
Oh, easily. Further than that.
Maybe the last 12 since Obama.
There you go.
So he is the wrong man to be harassing in the
Right.
state of Michigan. You know what y'all could be doing though? If y'all want to harass people, harass Tom Gores, the owner of the Detroit Pistons. Please go after that man. If y'all want
Wow.
somebody to go after that man. Because those boys are fucking trash and fucked because we have stupid ass owners.
Also, Dan Campbell's humongous, so I'm sure he's about that action. If you want to come find him and they're in
Oh,
his
he's gonna bite
family,
some kneecaps.
right? Like, that is a giant man I would never want to fuck with, regardless of
Yeah.
who he was. Like, he's massive, so that's just stupid.
You
Y'all
know, like,
done for that shit.
he'll probably give you a chance to, like, leave. Like, hey, man, I don't want to do this to you. It's,
Right.
door's right there. Let yourself out. Nothing's going to happen.
It's very polite.
All right, man. Like, all right, man. And
Right.
then he beats your ass. And yeah.
Exactly. He warned you.
But yeah, fucking
Oh, man.
crazy. Stop fucking with Coach.
Seriously, people need to chill. It's a game. I get it. It's emotional. It's a fucking game, bro. Like, you threaten people's families and shit. People are wild. I don't know. I've just never had that mentality of like, I need to physically harm somebody because the team that I root for is not successful. Like, that sounds idiotic. God. Anyway, how's tricks? How's the lady?
I might be on TV.
You might be on
Like dead
TV.
ass. Yeah, we might be on MTV, bro.
Why are you going to be on
On this like
MTV?
secret relationship shit. So MTV has this like secret relationship show.
So it's a secret relationship show?
Yeah. I
I need to
guess
Google this shit.
we just gonna be acting, I guess. But yeah, I actually just got sent over the application.
Help, I'm in a secret relationship?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'll show you, bro. I'll
You're
show
lying,
you.
bro. You're gonna be on the show.
I don't know, but we got a Zoom call with them. Yeah, she so Kelly Rowland actually had an interview like today, and she called me about it. Yeah, so
That's
like,
wild.
yeah,
So what? Okay, I don't know if you could
yeah.
even talk about this shit, but I have
Here's the
questions.
application. Look, look.
Yeah, that's what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Can I ask what makes your relationship a secret? Like, we even talk about it on the
Low
show.
key? No. We just gonna do this shit for fun.
Oh, you're just oh fucking around.
We
Okay.
just gonna do this shit for fun. Like, we gonna
Oh
do this
my
shit for fun.
God. Oh man, I legitimately thought like We're about to unravel some shit. I was like, oh my God, what a
No,
scoop.
no, no. So her and I gonna come up with like a little game plan or something.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty good actor, so
Oh yeah.
this shit
I can see it.
gonna
You got the chops.
play this shit off. I'm fuck. If they find this though, if
They're
they
not gonna
find
find this
this,
shit, bro.
they ain't gonna
This
find this,
is
man. They ain't gonna find
digital
this.
underground, bro. We
But if you know,
underground.
you know.
You're right. This one's for
Digital
the
underground.
streets. This pod's for the streets, man. It's they don't know about us out there.
Oh man.
And that's how I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so
That's
that shit.
hilarious.
I'm
What
actually,
started this? What made you guys want to do this? Just sporadic thought? Intrusive thought?
it's actually it was her. So she's always kind of brought up this idea of us like doing stuff like that together. Whether it be like acting or whatever the case may be. Something on screen, something dealing with creativity, I guess you could say.
Okay.
So yeah, she was the one that suggested it. I mean, she knows that I actually want to like get into acting and stuff like that too. So yeah, I mean, she actually did all the, you know what I'm saying, all the first, I guess, entry level applications for them, and then they got in contact with her. So I guess we just gonna ride the wave.
And of all the shows you could have picked, you came up with this one.
I
I
mean,
mean, there's
they.
so many other, y'all could have been like, let's go on The Bachelor. Let's go on MTV Next. Remember that fucking show? Like some secret library. I can see you doing some goofy ass shit like Secret Library.
Hell
You ever
yeah, I
watch that
would do
shit?
that
That
shit.
shit is hilarious.
I love that
But
show.
this shit, that's wild. That's
So,
absolutely wild.
yeah.
I've never even heard of this show before.
I've never heard of it either. I guess it's a
Wow.
new MTV show. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
I
seeing
might
it. There's a
go.
whole bunch of videos and everything. This shit's crazy. A lot of fun hats. I'm noticing too. Must be for millennials.
Millennials. Hey, that's what I am.
Yeah, exactly. This
Oh,
is crazy. I'm gonna have to see some of these later. Get some clips. But if you get on that show,
that should be funny as hell.
oh man,
Funny as fuck.
our socials are gonna be off the charts. Nah, I really hope it happens. So you say you have a Zoom call
Funny as
tomorrow?
hell. I don't know when the Zoom call is, but we're supposed to actually fill out the application together.
Okay.
So,
Damn.
we're supposed to do it either this weekend or maybe Thursday. I don't know.
Ever tell you about the time I auditioned for Family Feud?
No, what happened? How was
This
that?
that shit. Oh, on top of that, I auditioned on the clock at a job.
Yo, that's pretty tight.
It was totally my mom's idea. My mom has always had, oh my God, like one of her life goals is to have her and her boys on a game show, and she is the biggest Family Feud fan you'll ever meet. She's a big Steve Harvey fan all the time. Even her husband like dresses like him. It's like very stylish. So I mean, once we all got of age, this is actually 2 years ago, not long after I'd started the last job I just left. So that just shows you that. So she's like, "Hey, I just look for an email. Just you'll know it when you see it." And I go, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Yeah, just look out for it." And it came. And yes, it was an audition for Family Feud. And it was like in the middle of the day, too. And I'm like, you know, I have a new job, right? Like, what? I'm not going to be able to take off an hour and a half to get on a Zoom call and audition for a game show. I've been here like 2 weeks. Like, what are you doing?
Bruh,
Like,
I
what
would
are
have been
you
on
doing?
that shit. I would be like,
Well, I'm good.
yes, I'm fuck this job.
Well, at the time, money's money. So she convinced me. She's like, just, can you get like an office? Can you do something? I said, I'll figure it out. So yes, you can book like these conference rooms if you ever needed like meetings or things on Zoom or something. So I booked one of those rooms and I was like, okay, fine. I'll just do the audition. Cause you have to be loud when you audition for Family Feud. It's a lot of
Yeah.
clapping and good answer, good answer. And they make a big deal of like you have to make a big deal about it on camera so we can see your energy. And this is also still around COVID, still kind of out in the air too. So there's precautionary things around that as well. So long story short, we did the audition, and little did I know that the conference room that I had booked was literally right next door to the CEO's office.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
That's
he
actually
heard
quite
some
amazing.
wild shit. And I mean, we crushed the audition. I don't care what they say. We didn't get on the show. Fine, whatever. The point is, it's for two reasons. One, it's because we knew every fucking answer. So they're like, we can't give them a fucking car. We made it too easy. So that's my biggest thing there. Number two, because and I'm gonna put it out there, it's because of Egger. That's an Egger, man.
Wait,
It's because of Egger. I'm putting it out there. I gotta put it on blast because no one's talking about
what
it.
happened?
Because his answers were just so lackluster.
What?
They're so lackluster. Like we were nailing these because he's a shy guy. So like it takes a while to get out of his shell. And on a pressure game like that, he's just like he'll say the first thing comes out of his head. So I can't remember what the fucking question was, but it was like, I don't know, things you bring to a picnic or some shit. And then he said some shit like Peking duck or something. We're just like, no, like,
Oh, look, great dish.
right, yes, but to a barbecue, bro, like shit
Potatoes,
like that, right? Like
fucking.
cutting boards, like yeah, but you don't though, you know. So you have to say good answer, and you have to pretend like it was an amazing answer. But we're all looking like, dude, come
What
on, what the
dog?
fuck, what are you doing? And so. So it was fun. It was a great experience. I don't know.
What
There
were
was.
some of the questions they asked you?
Oh, it was. I can't. It was so long ago now. I can't remember. It was generic ass party questions. I mean, I've got Family Feud questions around here, but it's just a generic shit. Like, you know, name something your wife would say to your dog that she wouldn't say to you or something. Things like that. And then you'd be like, oh, you know, great ass. I don't know. Some stupid shit like that. So. It was questions along those lines, and
Damn, that shit
yeah,
would be cool. Golly.
I never once spoke to the CEO when I worked there. We never locked eyes, never talked about it, but I'm pretty sure he knew something was going on in that fucking room, and I could not explain it if I tried.
You know what? You can say that you did that.
Exactly. It wasn't on my bucket list, but now it is, and it's checked off.
No, that's pretty fucking dope.
There's still one though that's actually on the bucket list that. I'm still gonna achieve it one day. It's The Price is Right.
The
I don't
price
care.
is right.
I don't care what I gotta do. I'm getting on that show.
The price is right.
It is my all-time favorite. It is the greatest game show ever invented. I'll stand on business when I say that. And Bob Barker was the greatest game show host of all time. He was there for you whenever you were sick. Chicken noodle soup, Price is Right, 10 a.m. Holler at your boy. So I have mad respect for The Price is Right. I've seen every goddamn episode. I just want to get up there one day and spin that fucking wheel and play some fucking Plinko. That's all I want. I'm good. After that, send me to Ireland. I want a trip to Ireland from The Price is Right. Done. Bucket list is completed. Just like that.
Damn.
Yep.
Price is Right. Wow.
Come
Actually,
on,
that does
man.
seem like a yeah, that does seem like a CJ show.
You say that like you don't watch The Price is Right.
No, I do, but that's not a show I would want to like necessarily be on. That's not my first option of, you know what I'm
What's your
saying,
first
show.
option?
Honestly, it might be Family Feud.
I don't blame you. It's so fun.
It is.
I told you, every vacation, every hotel, I have to have Game Show Network because of Family Feud. It's got to be on. It's got to be on.
It's just so much fun, man. Like you,
Every episode.
the atmosphere, the environment, the energy.
You know, you and your people can play along. Kids love playing along. Like it's always a good time when Family Feud's on the air. That's
And the
it.
possibilities that you could come up with are endless.
Absolutely.
You can say whatever the fuck you want. You could be way off, but your fucking creativity, I guess.
That reminds me, there is a TikTok I gotta show you literally about that. Oh, I'm gonna show you some TikToks today too. That's some shit drawn up. We're gonna laugh at some shit because fuck it. But because of Steve Harvey, there's a clip I saw and I was like, oh my God, Ryan's gotta see this shit. Family Feud,
Steve
rap
Harvey.
list. Yeah, I think this was it. One second, let me queue it up for you.
Damn.
Stupid
I'm tired.
ads.
I'm tired.
Yada, yada, yada. There we go. This shit is gonna.
Yo, I keep looking to myself. Yo, it's like I look normal, but then every couple of minutes I'll go back to looking super sharp.
You're in
Just
your own
eyes
head about it.
disappeared. Fucking.
There you go. For this clip, this is from Family Feud. Here you go.
Top eight answers on the board.
Can you hear that?
Who is the
Yep.
greatest rapper of all time?
J. Cole.
I appreciate that answer.
J. Cole.
Not even on the board.
Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick
Great
Lamar.
answer. Great answer. Not even on the board.
Ryan. Yes.
Lil Wayne.
Lil
Great
Wayne.
answer. All right, that's fine. If you have to. Not even on the board.
Pause this shit. What the fuck?
Okay, Kayla.
It's Tupac.
Yeah. Tupac.
Great answer. The white girl's got it.
Wait.
It's a play. We play. We don't play.
You guys are
oh, this way. This gets chaotic.
The number two is Tupac. Yes.
Who is the greatest rapper of all time?
Let's go with Biggie.
You gotta have Biggie.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go.
Number six. Wait, what? Number what?
Number six.
Jay-Z.
Number six?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Jay-Z. You know.
Oh,
number
man.
Eight.
What? Oh, y'all tripping. Yeah, yeah. We're in Rhode Island again? Where we at?
Oh, Tori Kelly. Hey. Hey.
Nas?
My girl.
Nas.
I think of rappers.
Not even on the board.
No, no, hey, cut this shit, bro.
Yeah, no, I threw something at that point. Head. I threw something at that point.
I don't think that's who answered these questions. Andre, we got one strike. Who's the greatest rapper of all time?
Eminem.
He's a bad boy. Eminem.
I mean, fine.
Yes.
Number three.
Kayla, who's the greatest?
I wonder why. I wonder why.
Snoop is one.
Wow.
One.
Alwin, who's the greatest rapper of all time?
One. What?
Big One. Z. I don't know.
Big Z.
Yes, sir.
I knew it.
There's got to be a Big Z.
I
somewhere.
Knew he was out.
Yes.
Damn, Tori. Tori Kelly is so fun.
A lot of y'all don't know, but Big Z, Big Z.
He's trying to make good of this video.
Yes. Big Z.
Your face is so close to the screen looking at her.
We got two strikes, Anthony. Yeah. Come on, man. Save the day. Trainer team can steal.
I'm going to say Ice Cube.
Okay.
Ice Cube.
Another struggling. He's like, please. He's not even on the board either.
What?
Who are these? Y'all tripping.
Nuke is one.
Wow.
Y'all tripping.
Who else is up there?
Megan, who's the greatest rapper of all time?
Drake.
Drake.
And that's in my heart.
Drake!
What are you doing, these answers, man?
Before
are they going to show the answers? The
last three, I want to apologize to the entire hip-hop community.
Yes.
Jay-Z's last. Yes. What the world? Number seven.
Fitty.
Okay.
Five.
Not egregious.
Eight. Oh, that's a bad boy. Number four.
Dr. Dre's a producer.
I love it. I love it so much.
Oh my God.
I love it so much. It all went to shit when Snoop went one. I'm sorry. And you know, I say that with no disrespect.
None at all.
We all love the dog, father.
Icon.
One overall?
Yeah.
I always wonder where those surveys are being surveyed.
Where are they being held? Is it fucking...
Delaware. Delaware strikes again.
Wyoming?
Something like that. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Jesus. Well, who would your top eight?
Eight? I can't pull eight. I'll give you top three. If you're top four, I'll give you top four. Nas, for me, is number one. I've said it many times. He's my overall number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, ooh, let's see. For me, I'm like Nas, Kendrick, Cole. I can't with number four, though. I got to keep it at three. Four gets too dicey. Nas, Kendrick, Cole. That's my top three.
Okay. Very respectable. Very
everybody
respectable.
Else is like a level of like fours and fives. I'm just like, what about you, though?
Me? My favorite all time is J. Cole. He will always be number one to me.
Yes.
Two and three. Honestly, right here, it just depends on how I'm feeling. My type
See?
Of day.
Yeah.
But based off of the averages and based off of the numbers, I'd say number two would probably be Kanye West.
Yeah, he's up there.
Like you know what I'm saying, like that graduation.
Yeah.
Late registration type. And then Number three, man, I would have to go with Kendrick. I would have to go with Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, that's what the numbers would say. Most played artists on my phone. J. Cole, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar. Number four, Biggie.
Really? He's that high for you, huh?
I love Biggie. Those are just like my personal favorites. But if you want to talk about who I think is the best, I think Biggie's the best rapper of all time. That's just my opinion. Like technicalities of actually rapping and stuff like that. I think he's the best ever.
I like his style better, but I like Tupac's, what is the word? That killer mentality. Like when you hear Pac, like that shit was just like, he had some snap to his fucking shit. Like that aggression that Tupac brought, just fucking every song he made was a banger. With Biggie, he was just like an ocean. He flows so smoothly. So
right,
it's very fire and ice kind of shit. So like that's where I was like, I was a little more on the fire side than the ice side, but that's just me. That's just me.
Okay.
I heard Hit Him Up one day and that my head almost came off. Like what? That was like a 7-minute diss track. That shit was wild.
No, I see what you're saying. That you know, Tupac is more upbeat and more the cadence is at a higher
raw, you know,
higher energy.
Right. Lyrics, yeah, just fucking ether to them. So that's that's me. How the Lions do.
Oh, you know. Looking like the brand new Lions again.
Oh man. Getting
the dub in tough Arizona against the burning hot Arizona Cardinals offense. Kyler Murray been playing out of
Marvin Harrison.
Yes. Out here hooping. But you know, went in there, got a well-deserved win in a very tough environment.
Yes, sir.
I thought overall the offense played a whole lot better than what we did last week. Still not to our full potential, but you know, that's expected. I'd rather hit our stride later in the year than earlier in the year because I want to get hot at the right time.
Yeah, for you.
I like the way our play calling was. I like the fact that David Montgomery was heavily involved in the game plan, had over 20 carries. I like the fact that Jahmyr Gibbs still got over 20 plus touches, although David Montgomery led the way in carries. Only thing I would like to see more of is Jameson Williams get involved. He's already shown this season he's the one to break any big play open. There's not a coverage in the game that he can't bomb. So just like to see him get more involved. Defense still balling. After three games, our defense has been phenomenal. Nothing I can really complain about except for dumbass flags that sometimes I don't agree with. Sometimes I think it's just a rookie being a rookie. But Terrion Arnold's been playing pretty well. He's been getting flagged a lot. He's just a physical corner, and he's just going to have to adjust. I think that's part of his learning curve, and everything will be fine. But, you know, like, overall, our defense has been the heartbeat of our team. The reason why we are 2-1, couldn't be happier with the way our defense has been playing, man. And
absolutely.
This season is going to be a roller coaster on offense, I can already tell, because Jared Goff, honestly, kind of scares me because he's old Jared Goff every now and then, maybe a little too often for my liking, but he's the only weak link on our team, as crazy as that sounds.
It's not that crazy to me. I think that's a good thing. At least you only have one weak link.
Oh, yeah. Offensive line, we have none of those issues. none at all. That's actually the reason why we're 2-1 and why
So this is a podcast. I guess I have to say out loud what I'm looking at. It's a picture of my, you know, Chicago Bears offensive line. The offensive line decided to take a nap in this game, and they are literally all on their asses, ass over ankles, while the entire Indy Colts defense is barreling down trying to murder DeAndre Swift. And Caleb is looking around like,
tell him the down and distance.
So this was a lovely fourth and goal. We had 1 yard to go. Maybe turn our fortunes around. It's still only a 7-0 game. No big deal. And instead of just, you know, pounding the rock, straight ahead 1 yard, like we know we could do at least that much, we decided to take this on and out and go 7 yards the other way. And then this fucking collapse happened. And we went nowhere with it. So that's cool. I love that our offensive line is made out of paper mache, just tissue paper. This is insane. It's like a really bad painting.
Man, like, how is 1, 2, 3, 4 your five offensive linemen literally on either their knees, paws, or their backs, paws?
This dude right here is literally taking a nap.
55.
58 here, yeah. Yeah.
55 looked like he got hit, but didn't get hit by anybody. Look at him.
Right.
He's like, oh, can't breathe. And 76 just looked like he tripped or something. He's just right. Slowly getting up.
Tackling ghost out here.
77 is on his, is that 70 is on his knees?
70's on his knees. Pause.
Literally on both his knees.
Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Boom.
Colts defenders running full speed ahead.
Yeah. I'm kind of sick of seeing this damn movie over and over again. Chicago Bears are in trouble. And I, honest to God, don't know what else to do. They need to fire somebody. Honestly, fire Eberflus. I'm done with it. This is a coaching problem. It's always been a coaching problem, and it's always been an offensive line problem. It's rarely been a quarterback problem. Rarely. And when it is, those are fixable if you have good coaching. Guess what we haven't had in a long time? Good coaching. Since Lovie Smith, we haven't had good coaching. That's what we need. There's so many good coaches out there. Why are we sticking with this guy? He has like barely double-digit wins.
Wait, you didn't like John Fox? Years.
John Fox was, that was a dark day when we signed him. My God. Mark Trestman. No. Nagy had a little spice that first year. That was gone just that quickly. Snakeskin. Like, what the fuck, man?
Wait, who did you guys make the playoffs with? Nagy and who?
That was Nagy. Did Trestman get one for us, I think? Maybe.
What?
When did the double doink happen? I think Trestman was double doink.
Who coached Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey?
That was before John Fox. Damn, who am I missing?
Yeah, there's somebody we're missing.
Why? Because
he wasn't bad. I'm just curious. Now we're in this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I know. It was Eberflus, then before it was Nagy, John Fox, Mark Trestman, Lovie Smith. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, might have been Trestman.
Yeah, I'm thinking Trestman. I think because that was 2013, 2014. But look at these fucking records. Eberflus is 11-25. John Fox was 14-34.
Ooh.
Trestman was 13-19.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Get the fuck out of here. Nagy was the best in that era, and he was only 34-31.
Ooh, that's outstanding in your standards.
Exactly. The best, other than Ditka, was Lovie Smith.
Wait, what's his all-time record?
81-63. Like,
damn, that like no bullshit, no sarcasm. That's actually really good.
Right, like 56.3%. Like, that's a good win record. So why is he not on my team right now? I could use him. Ditka was 106-62.
Did he get fired?
They pretty much let him go. Didn't renew his contract, and I miss the man every day. Shit sucks. Anyway, same old shit. It ain't all on Caleb. Caleb actually performed pretty well in the stretch. I'll give him that for all the bad that happened. That last, like, quarter, he put it together. He still broke the rookie record for the Bears when it comes to a passing game. So that's improvement. But my God, the guy, if I get my stats right, I believe he threw for like 54 fucking attempts.
Damn.
Yeah, it's an insane number. And I was like, why? Why? Yes, 33 of 52, 363 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. So again, by Bears standards, that was Michael Jordan. By regular football standards, the 2 picks, ouch. And that's a lot of fucking throws. We want a gunslinger, but you have a coach who's defensive-minded and wants to make him a pocket passer. Like, what do you want him to do? I just don't get the idea here with this combo of quarterback and coach. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And Waldron is way in over his head. My God. Oh, my God. He's so outplayed in every fucking game. I need him gone so fast.
Bears it's fans the same already hate shit. Him.
We already hate him.
I told my you, God. Man. I told
Seattle
you.
Seattle fans were warning us. I'll give him credit. In the Bears chat rooms and stuff, Seattle fans were like, y'all got Waldron? Trust me. That's snake oil, bro. Like, you can have him. And I was like, uh-oh. We get excited about that kind of shit, and we don't know that we're buying Pandora's box.
Shame on them.
I was like, oh, he revived Geno Smith's career. Well, how bad could he be? That's because it's Geno Smith. Because of Geno. It's not because of Shane. Same old shit for the Bears. Anything at this point. Anybody. Go get me a Kubiak, man. That's who we need. And either one of them. Either one of them. That's offensive genius right there. I'll take it. Because we have an offensive quarterback now. Let's go.
Get a Ben Johnson.
Perfect. We can take him. Can we have him?
No, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck off.
I would gladly take him.
That's just a great option.
And you know what? And you know what? I bet you he would come over too. Because we do all the dirty stuff y'all don't do. We're in Chicago. We have the quarterback of his dreams. He has to deal with Jared Goff. We have the quarterback of his dreams over here in Chicago. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
We're good.
It's a 2-hour drive. It's a 2-hour drive.
We have the wide receiver of his dreams, though.
Oh, and we don't?
Anywhere else.
And we don't?
No, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's just
a man named Romo Odunze, excuse me?
No, but St. Brown.
Who was balling? St. Brown is balling now. Odunze will be balling future. The future is now,
Brown,
old man.
Has been balling.
He has been balling. He's got about 3 more years of balling. Odunze's got like 8. I'm kidding. I'm just bullshitting.
man. St. Brown.
Oh, man. St. Brown's going to be a dog for a long time.
100 catches for a long time.
Dude's the next Larry Fitzgerald, I'm telling
on
you.
On his
done deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Done deal.
When he starts to decline, he's going to be like Golden Tate in his
prime. Golden Tate used to be a shit, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah. In the slot. Hell yeah.
You know who else needs to be a shout out? I don't even know what made me think about this. You know who doesn't get enough credit? Doug Baldwin.
I was just going to say Doug Baldwin. I swear to God.
Whoa.
I swear to God.
I don't know why you thought about that. Maybe because Seattle?
Yeah, because Seattle. Yeah.
Doug Baldwin was a fucking baller. He carried that team. I don't give a fuck. Baldwin carried that team. My God. That championship run was nuts.
From a skill standpoint, watching him, his releases and
the routes are route running. Insane.
Oh, my Lord. He was insane. Out there crossing people over like Allen Iverson.
Literally, yes. That's insane. I don't want to talk about that.
Man, Doug Baldwin is nice, though. One of the most underrated players of all time. You know what? We should bring up an underrated player every day.
I like that.
Every time we record.
I like it. We're going to see a clip right now.
Overcame? I don't know. That's just what pedestrian, average, mediocre receivers do. What's up? What's up? My man Deion Sanders, we all right, huh? We all right? Yeah, we all right. We going to go to the Super Bowl again, being all right.
I was doing, I started listening. Yeah.
Ooh, bye. Nice. Woo. Crispy.
That release. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He wasn't the biggest. He wasn't the fastest.
Yeah.
Nope. Lee, out muscle your ass.
I'm only putting chains on. Bitches calling me their best friend.
Put the ground on that seven, bro. Ooh, seems.
Wanna go down? Jesus. I'm going up. Last night I
fade off back shoulder. Ooh, he got him on
crazy.
The release. That fade. Oh man, fake inside release.
Crazy.
Outside. Jesus.
Doug Baldwin is that. That was that man. I don't give a fuck.
Just a technician. At the wide receiver position.
Nasty with it. Nasty with it. My God.
Mm-hmm.
That's good shit. But yeah, I agree. I think we should bring up like an underrated player every week. I can come up with that shit. There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
Yeah, hell yeah. Did you watch last night's game, though? Because I know a lot of Bears fans watched the game last night.
Yeah, I watched some of it. I didn't get to see a lot of it because I was busy with other dad shit. But, yeah, well, from what I saw, it's all I needed to see. Jaden Daniels is a fucking star, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, that kid. Man, he did not make a bad – or he made one bad play the entire game. And it was that overthrow on Terry McLaurin. That could have scored.
Yeah.
That could have scored, too. But he made up for that in the fourth quarter. Zero blitz to ice the game. Defender in his grill about to get smacked. He throws a laser off his back foot in the corner of the end zone for Terry McLaurin to ice the game. Hostile environment on the road against a desperate Cincinnati Bengals team who is now 0-3.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Joe Burrow, what's up?
He was balling.
He good was, numbers. but something's up it, here.
The numbers looked better than what it actually looked like watching the game, to be honest with you. I was actually more impressed with Ja'Marr Chase because that dude's different. He was destroying those cornerbacks. God.
Hell yeah. That's what he does, though.
I don't know what it is about Joe Burrow.
Something's changed. Something's off.
I can't. Well, I was watching him yesterday, and I couldn't point to anything that looked bad because he looks like a very fundamentally sound and very pleasant player to watch fundamentally from a fan standpoint. So I don't know. Like, is he just not that good, and we've been overrating him this whole time?
That can't be it.
Because what has he done outside of that Super Bowl run?
I don't know, man. I've seen him in so many duels with Mahomes and Lamar now. Like, he always brings the shit. It's always some hot-ass games. So, like, but that Super Bowl run, yeah. I mean, he was on fire, dude. He literally out-dueled Mahomes. We all saw it. I was in Vegas watching that shit. That shit was wild. I don't know. I feel, and that's what I'm getting at, I feel like he's missing that guy, that Joe Cool shit, that blonde hair or whatever the fuck he's doing. He lost himself a little bit because he's missing that you know, fucking attitude that got him that success. So, I don't know. Whatever it is, it ain't working right now. I didn't see 0-3 coming. And he's even like, I'm not worried about the playoffs. I'm not worried about anything. He's like, we can just get better. Like, he's not even thinking about playoffs right anymore. I'm like, damn. It's bad.
They're not playing good as a team. It's not just the offense.
No.
It's either the offense is scoring points and the defense can't stop nobody, or the defense can't stop nobody, or the defense stops people, but the offense can't score.
Right. Yeah, fundamentals are fucked up right now. And they just lost what's-his-face for the season. What, Trent Brown?
Oh, my God, they did.
He's out for the season, so shit's that's about to get bad. That's a massive loss. So
yeah, that's one of the best tackles in the league. He's probably like a top tackle.
Things are about to get dicey in Cincinnati.
Damn. Well, there was always something about Cincinnati I wasn't a big fan of. So
I don't know. That's your Lamar Jackson bias, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Lamar Jackson and now Justin.
Yeah. I don't know about Fields yet. I'm again, very happy for him.
Man.
I want him to be very successful. I just don't know if they're winning because of him yet. I think he's taking care of the ball. He's doing his job. But I haven't seen, like, the Justin Fields game yet. I've seen good Pittsburgh football. That's all I'm saying. Not a slight.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for him to be the motherfucker. You know what I mean? That I know he can be. So.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen.
I mean, you could say that, but you can also say there's been a lot of big plays Justin Fields made that got called back for dumbass reasons. You can also say
true. That you could say that. All I said is Bears fans are in shambles, man. Like,
he's
nobody knows what to think.
I just feel like at this point, he solidified himself as the Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Going forward.
I think he should be.
Definitely. I mean, 3-0, it's hard to bench him at this point because of the way he played against the Chargers. I mean, to not only beat a Harbaugh-led team, but do that shit on the road. They were on the road, right? Over there in they were in Pittsburgh.
They were in Pittsburgh, I believe.
They were in Pittsburgh, yeah. Never mind. But yeah, to just beat a Harbaugh-led team, like, that's saying something. And he had to actually make throws. He had to actually use his arm and score touchdowns through the air. So it wasn't just Justin Fields running. So it was very impressive to see. You can tell, I think the training wheels kind of came off of the playbook and they kind of started to unleash Justin Fields a little bit more. Hopefully they start doing that more going forward, but you know, we'll see. Hopefully they don't pull some bush and start Russell Wilson. That should be crazy.
I mean, it's still a possibility, which is kind of wild to me, but
yeah.
What the fuck do you do about that?
This shit is wild, man. But no, yeah, he's been balling. Well, playing good football.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I have some TikToks for you.
Oh,
damn, I did it again. Oh, it is good.
This week there's a of a dolphin's butt. Please stop shimmy. I do not need any more ass. Okay, let's start with Jeff. Congratulations, that was the football win in the past 7 games. And Drake May. That is a terrible idea. Find your O-line, he'll die. It's gonna be fine. Get here. Up, 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 up. Lastly, the between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh.
Oh, you see that shit?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Moving on, Chargers Steelers. The Steelers are undefeated. Yes, 3-0 with really rational with that.
Caleb Williams has his
100-yard
passing 3 games as Justin's career.
So you must
that's right. Then, right? It
took him okay. Hey, you know what? Just shut up. Where's Shane Waldron? Get him in here, please. So that 4th and goal option on the sidelines of the game.
Oh,
Shane,
you think?
Shane, oh.
Luke calls a speed option on 4th and goal.
I would.
Luke, you had 4 linemen on the ground before he even started.
Get out.
Also, Hard Knocks has been nominated for an award for great editing. Made Matt Ebron idiot. Anthony Richardson was not that bad on Stephen.
Damn.
Yes, and like Pat Mahotel. Thankfully, you had the root. Damn. God didn't have to watch you. All right, Vikings Texans. Let's just.
I just want
to
know everyone's 3-0.
Oh my God! Can anybody just calm down for 2 seconds? We just think the Titans quarterback for not him. Will Levis. The Packers have developed a better quarterback and haven't.
Will Levis has got to be the worst starting quarterback in the NFL.
He's got to be.
Did you practice anything? We are denying all four trade offers. Four offers. Was that
four?
Get this trade. Andy Dalton goes 7 yards down the field towards a passing first drive, then you're keeping him. We plan on starting him again. We're just a timeout. He made. Did you guys know Louie is a girl? We would like to fire Louie at San Antonio for hiring guests. Before I forget, Peter had a big offer. Wanted teams to stop you too.
Wait, for real? Oh, shit.
Dallas, why are we trying to establish in the Cowboys in Alabama? Has he cleared King protocol yet? All right, bring the coaches in. We have a week of terrible coaching, so we're going to play a little birdie. Our contestants are John, Kevin. Your categories are fourth down, clock management, and automatic points. I will do okay. Your question. The first, what is K? That is correct. John now has a please. I'm good. I will do fourth down for 800. Question. When the pass, you can't pass. You pick the category. I'm going to go fourth down. Fifth and one on the 12 with timeout and 4 seconds left. What, Shane, get out.
Oh my God.
Pass. Stop passing. I still in the lead. All right, just a couple.
That speed option is crazy.
Fucking killing me.
Can we talk about our game?
Yes.
Now?
Donna Kelsey, Hallmark moves on.
Another game.
Damn.
Pass interference call cost the game. That's a grim, huh? The refs were on the Chiefs. So many goals.
They're killing Walter here.
Lastly, Cam Taylor Britt, alone, Nebraska under Scott Frost. This week, they're.
What the killer at the end? That was from Annie Agar 5. That was fucking funny. Nice job. And very, very fucking hurtful. Because the accuracy. Oh, Shane. I need him off my team so fucking hard. Like, please. Please. The Bears never fire coaches.
There's very few cities that will run a coach out of town if you lose a small number of games in a row. Chicago is one of them.
But for good reason.
Yeah, just like Philly.
Thank you. No. Philly doesn't get a pass anymore.
Not to that extreme.
Eagles won a Super Bowl. Phillies won a damn championship. I think some other shit. Anyway, they got some damn championships. So I don't want to hear it. We ain't got shit. We haven't had shit since Jordan. And even that was like lopsided. So like, come on, man. They haven't had one since Blackhawks got in like in 2016. And that was hockey. I care about that shit. But not everybody cares about hockey, which sucks because hockey's amazing. But the Bears, man, the Bears have to win something at some point.
Mm.
My God.
Yeah, there will be a window. Hopefully, if you guys get a new coach.
I was gonna say, hopefully, I'm still alive to see it. That's what I want to know. Can I be alive to see it? That's all.
Yeah. Hopefully, you guys make a good hire, man, because if you guys ruin another quarterback, I think the Bears should just not be a franchise
anymore. Honestly, I'm done with it. I told you. If this doesn't work with Caleb, man, I'm done. I'm just going to be a football fan. Like, I can't, man.
Because how do all the chips fall in your favor and you still fuck it up?
There are still chips that haven't even fallen in our favor yet that are going to. We still have a second round pick from this shit that we haven't even resolved yet. We're still getting rewarded for this pick. And like, it's turning into shit. Suck. Right. And it's turning into shit so fast. It's like, oh my God. I know it's 3 games. I know we're not supposed to be freaking out yet. But it's just PTSD. For Bears fans, we've seen this play out recently. It's not like I'm going back to like the 80s and shit. We talk about the championship. I'm talking like Fields, Trubisky, all that shit. It was always this shit. Even Cutler, you would say, was a deal that was made to try to make the Bears into a better team. Cutler barely survived the 7 fucking years he was there. Like, that dude was smoking cigarettes on the sidelines. He was so stressed out. Like, oh my God. They call him Smoking Jay for a reason. It's because he was tired. So, yes, Bears.
Newports and shit.
Literally, filters on, man. Filters off. He tore that shit off with his fucking teeth. Oh, my God. We have a lot of trauma. So, yes, we're panicking a little bit. Just let us panic.
We have a lot of trauma.
A lot of trauma. I know I'm talking to a Lions fan, but there's some shared trauma here, man.
Man, I don't think anyone has more trauma than us Lions fans, man.
Y'all got some good sunny times ahead of you. That's
yeah,
damn
but
sure.
Hey, man, got to go through them dark days, man. You know, maybe they're coming for you too, man. Maybe these are your dark days, man.
I hope so. Look at this fucking crazy interception.
Wow.
Did you see that shit?
Damn. That's like, you know, when you jump.
Look at that shit. One-handed jump spin behind the back. Cradles it perfectly.
First of all, he went up in the air. He did a
full.
Like, are you serious? Are you serious? I'm always fucking videos. Most of my algorithms are just people hurting themselves.
Game at work.
Oh, that was a good catch,
back
too.
Up against it right now tonight.
Here's McCaffrey giving way, and it's a reverse back to Logan. How about this from Stanford?
Mm. And he catches it.
Catch that
behind the dude's back.
That is utterly incredible. Mm.
Look at that. Can't even see the ball.
Wow.
Arms wrapped around him. That thing.
College football is crazy, bro.
To Jaleel Wadu's back.
Damn.
Back up against it right now tonight.
That's insane.
Damn.
To the fans, are your last words for the evening, sir.
honestly, I see. So I'm fried.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been chilling this whole time. Low key.
Very chill. Very chill.
Don't even know what's going on. literally no notes, no nothing today.
Yeah, just it was totally unscripted. Just shooting the shit.
With my guy.
Hell yeah. Life is good. That's all that matters.
That's it.
He's literally going to fall asleep on the episode.
Hit that shit some more, you feel me?
Those are great words, too. My words, as always. Come see us, The Bank Bro Show, YouTube, Facebook, at gmail.com, at Bank Bro Show, on Instagram, because that's where all the fun shit resides in. Make sure you come and see us, like, follow, subscribe, tell all your friends and family, the cool family. Don't tell, like, your weird, uptight, conservative folks. We're not here for them. But your cool folks, your cool cousins, the ones you hang out on Thanksgiving, and then you walk outside and walk down the block and you smoke a couple joints, you come back, hit the blunt. They come back at Thanksgiving, eat that fucking dinner, your chops, and giggle at the table. Yeah. We're for those cousins. So make sure you let them know where to find your boys. Why is that, though? Because we're in your city. We're here for you, as always. And you can bank on it. Peace out. I need a snack.
1, 2, 3. Lock.